This is lesson number two in telephoning. In this lesson, we're going to remain the caller and we're going to work on three more language actions. So in the first lesson, we talked about the basics of asking for someone, identifying yourself, also explaining your reason why you're calling, the purpose of your call. In this lesson, we're going to talk about three more language actions, and this is going to be particularly for if the target person is not there, okay? Because that happens a lot, right? We're calling for Mr. Smith and he's out of the office, right? And so what do we do in that case when we really need to talk to him? So we're going to talk about that in this lesson. So again, we're going to go over three language actions, some example phrases. We'll practice them so you can get it down. And then we're going to do a lot more practice in the upcoming lessons. So this is the study section, right? As we go over the power process. So we just want to input these new phrases. If they're new for you, if they're review, that's great too. Always good to keep reviewing what you've learned. So if this is new for you, perfect. If it's a review for you, perfect as well, okay? Because you need to really iron down these phrases. You need to hear a native speaker like me speak them naturally. And then you need to start practicing saying them in your own words, in your own voice, so you can get it down and work on your mouth muscles, that you train your mouth to speak these without thinking. All right, that's the goal. And then it'd be really fluent and very comfortable at work. All right, so that's the goal. Let's go over the first language action today. So let's imagine you've asked for Mr. Smith and they say, oh, sorry, he's out of the office today. All right, so what do? Well, we need, of course, to ask to leave a message because we definitely want him to perhaps give us a call back. And so that's really what we want to do here. So how do we ask to leave a message? All right, so here it is. So please repeat after me. Could I leave a message, please? Great, one more time. Could I leave a message, please? Okay, wonderful. Okay, so just keep in mind, remember the intonation and remember to add please. Of course, that is our polite way to ask for something. Again, asking a request in this case, because you want to leave a message. And just remember that upward intonation at the end, all right? I think you guys got it down. Now, some other variations of this may be like this. Okay, maybe you want to say something like this. Could I leave a message for him? Or if it's a woman, could I leave a message for her? Okay, great. Of course, you could add please to the end of that as well, right? So these are some basic ways you can ask to leave a message if the other person on the other line does not offer it. Sometimes they'll offer to take a message, okay? But when we are the caller, we are leaving the message, all right? So that is how you can ask to do that. All right, so that is the first language action we want to do in this lesson. The second language action we want to do in this lesson is you want to actually leave the message, all right? So how do we do that? Well, it's very simple. So let's say you ask, oh, could I leave a message for, we'll say Mr. Smith, could I leave a message for him? And they say, oh, sure, yeah, go ahead. So then they're ready to take your message. So how do we actually leave the message? Okay. Very simple. All right, so repeat after me. Could you ask him to blah, blah, blah? Okay, so let's use an example. I'm sorry, repeat after me after we fill in our example. So probably the most common message that we want to leave is we want to have him call us back, right? And so that's the way we're gonna do it. Okay, very simple. So please repeat after me. Could you ask him to call me back? Okay, very good. Let's practice with her. Okay? Could you ask her to call me back? Okay, Wonderful. These are really, really standard phrases and very, very common on the telephone. So don't, no need to deviate or no need to change anything. Just practice these as they are. And once you get these down, you will be really, really fluent and smooth on the telephone. All right. So again, let's practice the first one. Could I leave a message for him? And then for leaving the message, oh, could you ask him to call me back? All right. Awesome. Now, when we get into the practice section, we can practice more things that you might want, maybe want him to email you. Yeah, so we'll get into all that a little bit later, but I just want to introduce the main language actions first. Okay, so let's go over our third language action in this lesson, and that is to give your contact information. Okay, so in this one, you can say, I can be reached at your phone number, okay? Whatever your phone number is. So let's just use a fake number. Okay, so usually, again, if you're in the States, you'll have a 10-digit number with your, this first three numbers will typically be your area code, followed by the actual phone number. And again, if it's different country, there's different cases. But we'll just practice a simple example like this. So I can be reached at 888-555-2222. Okay, very good. Okay, so that is one example of, again, how to call you back. And when we get into some more practice, we'll talk about emailing and all that stuff, right? But just get down this phrase right here. I can be reached at 888-555-2222. Okay, awesome. And again, fill in your own number and then practice that way. And then you will be able to say this very, very smoothly after a little bit of practice. All right. So we've got some more key language actions down. In the next section, we're going to go on and practice these phrases with more examples so you can keep, repeating and getting your mouth muscles working to get these phrases down. But yeah, go back and review, of course, and we'll get into the practice section next. And thanks for watching lesson number two.